Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the king.
My.
Good morning. Good morning.
Top of the morning.
Take me to the king.
All right, say, take me to the king.
my God.
Yeah. How you feeling this morning, my brother?
Good.
We're doing real good this morning.
Reverend Harry, how you feeling this morning, Rev?
Pretty good. How you doing this morning?
I can't complain.
Really?
We here. We made it. My.
Yes, sir.
Glory and honor go to God.
Yes, sir.
This morning, Rev, what we got this morning? How y'all? What we got this morning, Brother Betty?
Oh, man. Bless.
Did you say something to me, Randy?
Oh, no, I was just talking. I'm just asking
okay.
What we got this morning. We got Brother
right,
Darrell on. Brother Darrell on there.
Yeah, I think he tied up a little bit.
He on listen. He's on, Randy. He's on. He's listening. Yes, sir. I think Pastor Eric may be tied up right now, but he'd probably be on a little later. So we all sitting back. We waiting to hear from our brothers today. Everybody this morning, allowing us to be here. I'm going to be on mute because I'm making a little noise, but y'all have.
My. Well, we just thank God for the gathering once again as we come together to lift his name. But whoever listening, whoever is here, it's a blessing. My God. Because just to start the day off with a little word from the Lord, I always say it, Reverend Henry, it seems to make your day go a little bit better. I can vouch for everybody. It seems to make your day go a little bit smoother, a little bit better. Some things that come your way that may irritate you and affect you in a certain way, when you start the day off with the word, it just might not affect you that way no more. My God.
I was reading this morning
a little bit.
Okay.
I came across a you familiar with a past Chris Hodges? He's a pastor. He was a pastor of a big mega church in Alabama.
Okay.
And somehow they canceled this pastor because something happened on social media where he liked a certain post or a certain post that a person made, and they blew this thing out of proportion and canceled him from this mega church that he had built up since 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, people just can be so cruel and so evil at times, you know. In this world that we're living in right now, people can be so judging and so evil and so quick to cancel you. Help me, Holy Spirit. So quick to cancel you. So quick to get rid of you. So quick to push you away. So quick to cancel you, Reverend Henry. It's mind-boggling me the way that this society is nowadays. Where is the grace and the mercy that God taught us? My God. Where is the forgiveness? Where is the the love and the forgiveness that God teaches us with today's society. Everybody's so quick to move on, to cut ties, as they told me with my little son a few weeks ago, last week, man, from the Christian school. They just said they want to just cut ties.
My God. Yeah.
Cut ties. They want to move on. What happened to the ministry of working and forgiveness and love and grace and mercy? What happened to that, Reverend? I've just been reading a few things, and what happened to that? This pastor, help me, Holy Spirit, liked it something on social media. Press the like button. And just because people didn't like what he liked, they canceled him. They canceled him out. My God. Today's society is so unforgiving. This world is so unforgiving nowadays. My. People are so unforgiving nowadays. I was reading a little bit, Reverend, if I can. I'm going to just be short and sweet with this. Over in Nehemiah. I was reading over in Nehemiah, chapter 1, about when the wall of the Jerusalem came down and the gates were burned. Help me, Holy Spirit. The gates were burned in Jerusalem. Right, and the walls was towed down, and Nehemiah called on God. He fasted. I read somewhere they say he fasted and prayed every day for 4.5 months, and asked the king to give him the strength and to forgive his people. Forgiveness, right? To forgive his people of Jerusalem and Israel.
Yeah.
And let him build the wall again. God, my God.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that nowadays? People were so quick to cancel. So quick to. That Israel was a mess back then. Jerusalem was a mess back then. But it takes one person, help me, Holy Spirit, to step in and say, we got to do things different. And I got to call on Jesus. I got to call on God.
That's it. That's it.
To make this right with him. I got to call on God to make this right. My. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before you as humble as we can this morning, oh God. Oh, we just thank you again for another day. Another day of your blessing, your favor, your grace, and your mercy. So I ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that our ears be, our mind be clear, and our spirits be submissive to what it is that you want to tell us this morning. Lord, give us the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of your word right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Remove anything that's not in your liking right now, oh God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Lord, we just thank you for the gathering. We thank you for God's plan this morning. We thank you for every man and woman that came out to hear just a simple word from you. Lord, we know if your name be lifted up, you would draw all men into thee. So we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Now, the meditation of my mind and words of my mouth shall be acceptable in your sight right now, God. Now, I ask that you use me in a mighty way right now. Speak your word bold. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God.
Amen.
I was over in Nehemiah this morning, and it just reads like this. I'm going to start in Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 3. Listen to what it reads like, Reverend Henry.
Mm-hmm.
It says, they said to me, those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. My God, my God. It says they are in great trouble and disgrace. It says the wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire. They are in great trouble because the walls of Jerusalem have been broken down, and the gates are burned with fire. Listen what it reads like. It says, when I heard this, these things, Nehemiah said, listen what he said. When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. See, he sat down, because that's where his people were buried at, Reverend Henry. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. That's where, if you go back and take the journey and read, that's where his people were buried at. And the walls have been burnt down, and the walls have been broken down, the gates have been torn. It was chaos in Jerusalem at this time. Help me, chaos. In Jerusalem at this time. It says, when I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and I fasted and I prayed before the God of heaven. Then I said, that's the key. He prayed first, Reverend Henry. See, sometimes when we have hell in our lives, or we try to figure it out on our own, Reverend Henry, sometimes when we have storms and things going on in our lives, help me, Holy Spirit, we try to take other routes to figure it out. Oh, but Nehemiah says, first and foremost, he prayed and fasted. My God, my God. See, that's the key. First and foremost, we got to pray. We got to pray more. Oh, we got to fast more. We got to pray and fast and call on the name of Jesus, and get that problem, leave that problem at the altar. Leave this storm at the altar, because ain't no other way that we can make it out certain things. Have you ever been in a situation, Reverend Henry, where you know it was God that got you out that thing? My God, my God. Have you ever been with your back against the wall in a tight spot and know that it was nothing but God that got you out that thing? Sometimes you pray. Help me, Holy Spirit. You can pray for things, and God will give it to you right away. Oh, but some things he just ain't ready for it, and you don't get it. But we have to pray about it first. Listen what it says. Listen what it reads like. It says Nehemiah said he. When I heard these things, I sat down and wept for some days. And I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Then I said, Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keeps his commandments. Listen what he said. Let your ears be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant is praying before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. He said, let your ears be and your eyes be open to your servant's prayer. He said, let your ears be open and your eyes be, let your ears be attentive and your eyes be open to hear my prayer. First and foremost, to hear them. Let it be known to hear my prayers. My God, my God. My God, my God. Let it be. He said, let your ears be attentive and your eyes be open to hear the prayer of the servant. Be open to hear the prayers of your servant before you day and night. I confess the sins we, Israel, including myself and my families, my father's families, have committed against you. I confess the sin. We Israel, including myself and my father Simon, have committed against you. It says we have acted very wickedly towards you. We have not obeyed the commands, decrees, and the law you have given your servant Moses. It says, remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, my God, I will scatter you amongst the nations. He said, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you amongst the nations. But if you return to me and obey my command, then even your exiled people are at the farthest horizon. I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. He said, even then, help me, Holy Spirit. Even then, since you've been unfaithful and you've been wicked towards me, but if you just turn from your ways and remember my instructions, help me, Holy Spirit. Remember what I told you. He said, I will gather all your people back up and bring them back to the dwelling place for my name. God, my God. It says, they are your servants. Nehemiah, he's putting it on the altar, Reverend. Nehemiah, putting it on, he said, mm-hmm. They are your servants and your people, yes, whom you redeemed by your great strength and your mighty hand. Oh, he's speaking now. He said, they are your people, oh God. My God.
Yeah.
They are your people, your servants, who you redeemed by your great strength. In your mighty hand, it says, Lord, let your ears be attentive to the prayer of this, your servant, and to the prayer of your servant who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man. My. Even though Nehemiah Nehemiah was going to the altar on behalf of his people. My God.
Mm-hmm.
He was going
mm-hmm.
to the altar. He was praying and he was asking God to if you read on to chapter 2 of that, he was asking God for something. He wanted to rebuild his people. It was so much turmoil, so much wickedness going on around them, and that's like we go through in everyday life right now today. It was so much craziness and wickedness, and people were so disobedient and unfaithful. Help me, Holy Spirit. They were so disobedient and unfaithful. Nehemiah had to, when he heard about what was going on, and the walls were broken down, and the fire at the gate, he had to turn to the Lord and ask the Lord to restore his people.
Mm-hmm.
He asked the Lord to change it, to help him, to give him the resources. And the resources, you read on, Reverend, I ain't going to go there, but he in chapter 2, he went to the king, help me, Holy Spirit. He went to the king, but before he went to the king, he prayed again about it, that the king was going to give him the resources, oh my God, to build the wall back up and to fix the gates of Jerusalem. Then he went on into it. Help me, Holy Spirit. He went on into it, and he didn't tell nobody what his plans was. Reverend Harry, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Tell nobody what his plans was, but he knew that God had him, because he had fasted and prayed about it, and God had spoken to him and told him to go. My God.
Beautiful.
God, my God. We got to pray more.
Yes,
we got to pray more. And we got to seek God more in certain, in any situation, but especially when you got hell in your life. Oh, my God. When you got hell in your life. When you got, when you just broke all the way down, and just broke down to your lowest point.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pray. And fast and pray and fast.
That's it.
And pray. Fast and keep on praying and keep on fasting and keep on praying. My God. And then things will start to change. Doors will start to open. Things
mm-hmm.
won't look as bad as they was. Things won't go as bad as they was going for you. Things will start to look up for you. Change. We all go through some things in our life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's about how you gonna react to it.
Yes, sir.
It's about how you gonna react to it. Who you gonna turn to when you got hell in your life, when you got things going on in your life that it just seems like can't nothing go right.
Lord, yeah.
Who you gonna turn to when you're upside down? When you're having problems in your marriage or when your finances ain't right, help me, Holy Spirit. When you got things in your life going on, do you know how to deal with these things? See, some people, help me with this, Reverend Man, some people have small problems and think they're just the biggest problems in the world. And some people
mm-hmm.
have big problems and deal with them accordingly. And deal with them a certain way. Well, you will never know nothing going on with them, Reverend Harry. My God,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
It's all about how you deal with it. We have to pray more. Seek God more. No matter what's going on, ain't nothing. The biggest problem in your life is nothing but a little problem of God.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but a little problem of God. That's all I got today, my brother. May God be in the blessing of his word. I just was reading that
beautiful.
This morning, and, you know, it hit me, you know, and it hit me a certain way because sometimes I find myself not praying a lot. Sometimes I find myself not seeking God enough. And that is a real big problem that we deal with, even as people of God, because sometimes you just get, you know, frustrated and upset and mad.
Yeah.
You forget to pray about it, right here. You forget to pray
mm-hmm.
about it. My God.
That's it.
My God. Hey, Tony Evans. I listen to old Tony Evans every morning, right, Reverend Brian? And he was saying how he went on a trip, right? It was a long trip. He went to the Grand Canyon somewhere. Him and his family drove, and they drove all through the day and all night. He got to a hotel at a certain time in the morning, right? 3-4 o'clock in the morning. And he say he got to this hotel and there was a lot of people there. And he say, you know, he was trying to get a room and they told him there wasn't no rooms available. And he said he was irritated, you know, he's sweaty, he's been on the road all day, he's mad, he's irritated. He don't know what to do, you know. And his daughter said, why don't we pray about it, Dad? Why don't we pray about it? And he still was upset. He said, I'm still upset. I'm still mad. I told her, you pray about it. So the daughter went and prayed about it, came back. He said they sat down, got something to eat. And the guy from the hotel came to him and said, hey, were you looking for a room? He said, yeah. But you said you had a long waiting list. You said, well, I can't find none of them people right now. I got you right here. I'll give you the room. And he said he looked over at his daughter, and he said he couldn't do nothing but smile. Because, you know, sometimes we just got to slow down, even on smaller things, and just pray about it. Even on little things, just pray about it. We get all upset and upside down and think the people ain't treating us right and think somebody doing us wrong and all this and that and other. And then, you know, only thing we have to do is settle down and ask God for guidance, for strength, for you know, and he'll open the door. He'll open the door. My God.
It's good to tell us that, that prayer will do some things. It'll unveil some things. It'll set at peace. It'll give strength when you're distressed and miserable like Nehemiah was. Oh, hallelujah. Prayer will help clear your sight. in the midst of the turmoil that you're in. Prayer is much better when we pray. Much better when we look to God. And I said that beautiful on today. Beautiful on today. I would say prayer change things.
Scripture
said prayer of the righteous. Very effectual, fervent prayer. That fervent is when the prayer get heated. When you heat it, you're passionate about it. The Lord, it's different from now. Lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. But when we passionate about it, we want to talk to him. We want to express. We want to open up. We want to see what can I do to get him to hear me. Hallelujah. And we don't become weary just because he cares. Just because he wait a little while. But it makes us draw even more nigh to him. It makes us seek after him even more. So beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful today. Thank you. Yeah. I got a couple of things I can read for you. I aim on to send some blessings for us. How about that?
It says
a war of words. Like it's going to blend in with the lesson. A war of words. Lord, make me an instrument of peace where there is hatred. Where there is hatred, let me show love. Lord, make me an instrument of peace where there is hatred. Let me show love. And that's what you're talking about even early before the lesson, you know. People say you need to just give up on you now. No compassion, no patience, no wanting to long suffer with you. Because that's fruits of the spirit, you know, long suffering, you know, temperance. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But I'm glad God touches our hearts to try to go the extra mile with one another. You never know what happened if you show somebody a little patience when they can't find patience nowhere else. When you show them mercy when they can't find mercy nowhere else, that's where your light shines. Hallelujah. And inside thee, he said, inside thee, the true measure of a person is what? In the heart. The true measure of a person is what? In the heart. That person has some patience, or peace, or grace, or mercy in their heart that they probably would have took your son in and want to show a little mercy, want to show a little grace, want to show a little love. That would have helped the situation. That would have touched some hearts. You know, you don't always have to execute judgment, but you can show a little mercy, show a little love. We deserve. We deserve justice, but God keep on giving us mercy.
Grace. Yes.
He keep on looking beyond our faults and see what we need. And what we need is more of Him. Just think about what if God moved on us every time we dropped the ball, we bumped ahead, we fell down, we said the wrong thing, I thought the wrong thing. Then He moved on us so hastily, where would we be? Where would we be? But I'm glad. I'm glad in this. And you know, you can mess up, you can mess up, but if you repent, if you return unto Him, though he may punish you, He may whip you, but He won't do it like that. He'll wait till you strong. Then he'll let you know. He'll let you know because He'll chastise and let you know that He chastised because He loves you. But when you need Him the most, He will not forsake you. He'll let you God bless you. Beautiful. I'm so glad about it. You know, when we're down, He lifts us. He gives us strength. Hallelujah. So when we're strong enough to handle chastisement, then He'll chastise us. But when we're weak, He's our strength. That's beautiful. Beautiful lesson today, brother. Your journey, this is the last one you gave us. Your journey, faith never knows where it is being led, but it loves and knows the one who is leading. Beautiful.
My God
knows.
Yeah.
That's like us when we move by faith. Said we are the just. We live by faith. He said faith never knows where it is being led, but it loves and knows the one who is leading. So
yeah.
That's a trust. It's a trust in God that we have. Beautiful. Beautiful today, brother. God bless you. God bless you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My God, my God.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, if anybody push the one button or it's right now, if somebody wants to pour out, push the one button. Want to say thank you for the word, push the one button. Oh, man, we're here. Want to say thank you, we're here. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Beautiful.
My God, mm-hmm. My God.
For nobody push it, brother. We'll keep it pushing. They don't want that blessing. We'll take it.
Reverend Aaron, and no one push it yet, Reverend Aaron. No one push it yet.
Okay. We'll pray and continue to let God have His way. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Beautiful, beautiful words today, brother.
Oh,
beautiful.
Oh, yeah. By the grace of God, my.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, you can give us a prayer, bro. Give us a prayer, and we'll continue to chew on this Nehemiah the rest of the day. How about that?
That thing.
Yes, sir.
I got all into that thing. I got to know a little bit more about what Nehemiah did long down the line here. You know what I'm doing.
Yes, sir.
My. With God being the blessings of His word, you know. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank You for Your word. We thank You that You saw fit, Father God, to bless us with knowledge, wisdom, understanding of it. So we ask right now in the name of Jesus that we leave this place, but we don't leave Your presence, oh God. We ask that You just be with us as we walk, as we talk today, Lord, as we do not our will, but let Your will be done in us. Move in a mighty way in that slot right now, God. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. We thank you for everyone that came out today. Lord, we ask that you touch each and every man and woman under the sound of my voice. Oh, God, that you just touch them in a mighty way. That you bless them beyond belief, Lord. That no weapon formed against them shall prosper, oh, God. Any tongue that rises up against them shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you touch Reverend Brian wherever he's at right now, God. Just make sure that he just know that you're with him, oh, God. Give him a sign, something right now, God, just to know that you are with him, walking with him, oh, God. We ask that you touch him in a mighty way. Bless him. Bless his family. Bless Reverend Harry and his family, oh, God, and his ministry, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to help us to grow in your word. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Touch each and every man and woman on the sound of my voice, Lord, right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God.
Beautiful. Amen.
Amen.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelly John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule. Since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like I'm praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all. Oh, I
feel like praising.
Praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music. Come, oh, oh, oh.